Hello and good evening. This is LSR Reviews. You are joined by Louis and Sam.
Hello, I'm Sam.
How's it going, guys? Basically, we're here tonight to review Eton Messi Presents, who all played on Saturday at Canal Mills. So to start with, we're going to just, you know, settle things about ourselves. So I'm Louis. I'm a fresher. I had the privilege of, like, 4 weeks after freshers to go to this event. Absolutely loved it. And Sam is...
I'm Sam, and I met Louis on the night, and I'm a fresher too. I'm doing record design, but they've got a big love for house music, so the event suited us very well.
Big time, big time. So, I don't know if you guys have heard, but this group, they're now quite global, called Eton Messi. That was the group that presented the show, the event. And they had, their guests were Blonde, Alex Adair, Golden Boy, and Shift Key. I think they also had a few DJs in the Eton Messi label in the group, but we couldn't really tell what the names were, to be fair. But a very cracking night, very good. So we're going to talk about that for a bit. We'll talk about Eton Messi as a group, because to be fair, no one really knows who they are, but they are a student group, so we should all really be behind them, to be fair. What do you know about Eton Messi, Sam?
Well, Eton Messi started in around 2011, I believe, and they started a YouTube channel and promoted some music, and from that they've just managed to build this big following empire, and it's turned into a record label, and it's also a photography group as well. They use those for their YouTube videos, and it has just built from these couple of guys that just decided to put videos on YouTube.
Yeah, I heard they started in Bristol. Both of them started in Bristol, then a third person joined in. And then what's really mad is that I only found about this about recently, because I was going to the event. Blonde is actually part of Eton Messi. His name's Adam, I think it is. And so they basically support each other all the way. No reason, no surprise why Eton Messi and Blonde have become like so big in their own ways. The reason why Eton Messi, like, as a group, as a label, stuck out from other YouTube channels at the time is because of the music they play. I mean, Sam, what do you think about the music?
Well, it's just quite a unique blend. It's like mainly house related and focused, but then they bring in these tropical elements and soulful kind of, it's a bit different to your mainstream house sound.
Yeah, not so much hi-hats and deep house synths. It's more like thinking about a simple but harmonic sort of like jazz feeling to it, but then that kick that just keeps everyone going.
If you want to hear a good example of this now, we have a track, I believe it is Limits Fading Away.
Yes, you're always on my mind. I'm fading away.
Hello again, you are joining LSR Views. I'm Louis.
And I'm Sam.
That was Fading Away by Limits. That was a cracker on the night. We came away with two tunes other than Blonde and Shift Key that were played in the set, and that's one of them, absolutely special. So the first DJ we saw was Alex Adair. He's known for his tropical house, and his main thing is Make Me Feel Better, which we'll play in a minute. But on the night, it was more because it was a club night. To be fair, he had to like bring it more upbeat than he really. It was still house in its own way, but it wasn't the tropical that we're used to. For instance, like Kaiga and that, it wasn't like that. So that's pretty much how we came away thinking about Alex Adair. So for now, we're gonna play "Make Me Feel Better" by Alex Adair.
Thank you. Sound of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Hi guys, it's Sam and Louis here with LSR Reviews, and that was Blonde with Make Me Feel Better?
I think it's
with Karen Harding, yeah. It was.
Cool. So we saw Blonde, we saw them Blonde first time ever playing live in Leeds. They're on a tour in the north of the UK. We had our own opinions about it. I mean, like, Sam, what did you think of the first? Like, what did you think?
Well, since it's a live tour, it was never going to be as much energy. Well, that's what I thought anyway. Yeah. But at first, they were quite acoustic. Like, they had people on synth pianos and then two live singers with them who, we have to mention, were amazing.
They were incredible. They weren't actually, like, using any of the tracks, I don't think.
No, they've never actually made any tracks with Blonde, but they could.
What was really cool is that, yeah. I mean, there were, like, individually very very fun to watch and engaging, but also they sounded very much like the actual the singers in the recorded tracks. And it was like they were in between of all those singers, so that was to find that is pretty cool.
Yeah, they were really good. But it did start off quite acoustic-y and it was a bit more mellow. Blonde have a song called Foolish and that was quite calm and chilled out when we played it.
Yeah.
But it did pick up quite a lot towards the end, and they're more club driven tracks like All Cried Out. They went very hard at those ones, and they got
really
the crowd moving.
Yeah, and then it was really funny to see the male vocalist then sing Hotline Bling over Blonde's version of Rhythm of the Night. Now that was interesting, but that kicked it off, I thought.
We tried to get a recording of that, but the sound system was too big for our phones.
Yeah,
far unfortunately,
really bassy. And speaking of bass, after Ethan Messi and after Blonde came Schiff Key. And Sam, you had a chance to speak to Schiff Key.
Yeah, I had a quick chat to him, and I spoke to him before he went on, and he said he's being put on last because he's going to blow the roof off this place and drop some disgustingly heavy songs. And
didn't he just? Like, wasn't God, that incredible?
It was. He went all the way from some wobbly Jack in House all the way up to dubstep in the end. He played Scream's remix of LaRue, which has been out for years.
Yeah, yeah. That and classic. He went through a lot of like trap at the end, but then he came off and he just went. He was like, oh, it was unbelievable, unbelievable. We should play our next track, and this is our last track, but we'll be speaking to you in a minute. So this is Touch by Shift Key.
Feel to get a suit for tonight. You know I got a pretty young thing by my side. She's gonna call me when she's finished with her hair, and when she's found something sexy to wear. And if she wants to, we can hold each other's hands just that slow. Or she can hit it to the ground and drop it low. I never wanna give it up. You can never give me way too much while I'm by your side. I just wanna feel your touch. I never wanna give it up. You can never give me way too much while I'm by your side. Tell me, is it easier to see that I don't want nobody else for you but me? It's later and I'm racing to your door. I've never wanted someone's touch like this before. And if she wants to, I just wanna feel your touch.